Ahoy, hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. Connor and I, we are still stateside in NYC, baby. We are searching for our brand new co-host. We've been all over the place. Connor, describe where we are today.
I want to call this a park, but it feels a bit posher than a park. It feels like a nice park. Maybe we can get a little bit of a understanding as to how good of a park this is, because it feels like a nice one.
We are Madison Square Park, just in the shadows of the Flatiron Building, and auditioning to be our co-host this week.
Oh.
We are delighted, I threw that at you, we are delighted to be joined by Nathan Nye, the Fat Asian on YouTube. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Now I feel nervous. I didn't know I was auditioning.
Well, I need to clear something up really, really early. You've named yourself the Fat Asian. You're looking good, mate.
Oh, yes. I have lost a good amount of weight. It was, I went to the doctor and they said you're going to be diabetic.
Right, okay.
Put some fear of God in you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I'm spiritually still a fat kid.
Okay.
You know?
And you don't need to be nervous because you'll be with us too for 2 minutes and you will realize you're not up against much.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all good. It is all good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, so as you heard as well, we're auditioning for a new co-host. We've been through we've been through an array of people in New York, haven't we?
We've come over here and we've chatted to all sorts, like restaurateurs, ooh, pro footballers, other YouTubers like yourself, like really hench dudes that own gyms, geniuses at NYU.
Oh.
So you're in good esteemed company, and it's time to share some facts. If you've just joined us, if you've never heard this before, we bring you facts every week. You just decide whether they are worth remembering or if they should be chucked in the bin and completely forgotten about.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And we're hoping, because Nathan, you're like internet literate, you know, I feel like you're part of the motherboard because you do YouTube and stuff.
Sure,
you
should, like
the
something
deep,
like that.
The deep dive of the internet I'm hoping that you've done is going to have unearthed some gems.
I'm trying to bring a little heat.
Great. You know? Oh, bring the heat. Connor, you take it away. Step up first.
Okay, let's start with a fact that, Nathan, so you've just mentioned, for anyone listening, that you lived in San Francisco. You now live in New York. You've been here 12 years.
Yes.
Okay, so you might know the answer to this. Honking your horn is illegal.
In New York?
Here we go.
No, it's not. It can't be.
So unless it's an emergency situation, drivers are not allowed to actually make excessive noise. That law also includes car alarms, and the NYPD can issue fines of up to $350 for offenders, but they tend to not really care. Now, the reason I brought this up, I've been sleeping quite bad because of the horns.
Yes.
But it's illegal. I didn't even know that.
No. I mean, you could be in New York for 2 minutes. Yeah. And you can obviously see that this is not enforced.
And I do feel that the people of New York have a tendency to just hold the horn. They don't just... A London thing is a... Doo-doo.
Like a polite beep.
Yeah, but here it's just like...
And there's no give and take. In the UK, where we're from, it takes quite a lot to, you know, elicit the rage and the ire that might provoke someone to just give a like... Doo-doo. But here, it's like, damn, if you haven't moved within 0.2 of a second.
Exactly.
I'm letting you have it.
Yeah, yeah. Like the light changes and then there's horns on like multiple people.
Well, I feel like it's a habit as well. As soon as that light changes and, you know, they're good to go, they just do the horn to just let you know we're moving and we're not going to slow down for you.
Yeah. Well, it used to be the city that never sleeps before COVID. And, you know, they got to carry on that spirit.
That's why it's the city that never sleeps. Because, like, we ain't slept this whole time. Because we're right in the heart of Times Square in our hotel, and it's just all night.
You got that. You got the trucks that are backing up.
Big
you got
time.
All the trash. You got the rats. At least you guys haven't gotten cockroaches in your room. That's a proper New York
one. Hold your horn, Nathan.
Yeah, I had one.
Oh, already?
I had one in the bathroom.
Welcome to New York.
Is that normal?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I had some in the first apartment I was here. I had them in my bedroom.
Great.
Yeah, and that was great to wake up to. Wake up, have a new roommate.
Well, there we go, Nathan. I've given you a fact about a city that you've lived in for 12 years. Don't toot your horn. Seems like it doesn't really matter here, but $350 fines. I have heard that a lot of the NYPD here just don't really care that much anymore.
It depends.
It's a lot more chilled.
It doesn't feel chilled. I mean, I'm loving New York, but this is not a place that you would describe as chilled.
Right. As chill, not as bothered, I would say. It just like depends on the event. It depends on, let's say, how much money you have. Then they kind of care.
Right, got you. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Us, £0.
Yeah, I think a bit like that. And we brought this outside today, you know, in Madison Square Park. Anything to do with the gardens? Do you know that?
No, actually, Madison Square Garden is about like 20 blocks that way, and it's on 34th, which we're about 10 blocks away from. So, and Madison Square Garden, not even a square. I was disappointed when I got here.
Not even square. There we go. And why is it called Madison Square Gardens then?
I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know. I didn't bring that fact.
And we're a fact podcast. Well, let's see, what fact did you bring, Nathan?
All right. So, we're in New York. I thought I'd bring a random... This is one of a new one. Hopefully, you guys haven't heard it. New York City has come out as the wealthiest city in the world, boasting the most millionaires at 340,000 millionaires that inhabit New York City. So that's all the boroughs, not just Manhattan.
340,000 millionaires in all the boroughs.
Yeah. Wow. So if you look at this part, there's probably someone who's a millionaire.
I think, we was with somebody.
Even podcasters, though.
Yeah. We was with somebody the other day from New York, and they were saying, like, you need to earn loads and loads and loads of cash to just be here.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So it makes sense that you have to be a millionaire to just be in New York.
Yeah, there's literally, if you go up to 57th, it's called Billionaire's Row.
Billionaire's Row.
Yeah.
So that's billion. Not nil. That's with a hard B.
Yeah. You know, easy guess. What city do you think has the most billionaires?
New York.
Yes.
Great.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess who is in the top three for most millionaires in the world?
No. Go on.
Number two, Tokyo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of tech.
Coming in at 290. And right behind them, San Francisco.
Okay.
At 285. Yes.
So, Nathan, I think it says a lot about you because you've lived in San Francisco and New York. So, are you a secret billionaire?
Brother, I wish.
Yeah, right, okay.
I f-ing wish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, we're just paying rent. But I'm trying to think if I've ever met a millionaire.
Of course you have.
How's Mike doing these days?
Yeah, how's Mike? Mike's going to be somebody else that's going to be on the podcast real soon. So, we can ask him. You a millionaire?
I'm a bit old school because, you know, we're in the generation like you are a YouTuber. Mm. But there's part of me that's just like, listen, got my dad in my ear being like, don't you dare get into that. You know what I mean? Like, hell, come on.
Oh, listen,
he's
as
like
an
American.
Asian. Yeah, listen, as an Asian, I have fought that my entire life.
Really?
So, yeah. They're like, be a doctor. Don't be stupid.
No.
So 340,000 millionaires. It's a lot of millions. It's a lot of millions for lot of people.
It's 340,000 million. 340 billion.
Yes.
In those millionaires.
It's a lot of million. Woo-hoo. I'm far away from that anyway.
Yeah. But hell, we're, you know.
We can dream.
On our ass in a park.
Yeah.
Making podcasts.
One day.
So who's the real winner?
Yeah.
I don't know. We should get one of them sponsor, I would say. Here's a very quick fact from me. No one knows where marbles come from. The origin of marbles. You know marbles, the game marbles?
Yeah.
You play marbles in America?
Oh, I thought you meant the actual thing, marble. Like,
no, marbles.
Right,
no
marbles.
One knows like where they started playing the game marbles.
What
no
is
one
the
knows.
Game?
You have like little marbles, like little round marbles.
And they've got
like
the colour inside. Yeah,
they're marbles. On the ground, you have to pick up the
marbles. Marbles.
Right.
You kind of chuck them around and you pick things up. No one knows where that game comes from. No one knows where the first marbles come from.
I'm really sorry, but I think the podcast needs to know about it. A bird is just on your laptop as we're recording this.
Oh. New York.
Oh.
Welcome to New York, baby.
Hang on.
Straight down the pigeons from... No, don't do that.
Is it good luck in your country when you get
cleared up. Back to the facts.
Questions about the origins of marbles. Please take it away. I am open all ears.
Well, you didn't tell us.
Yeah,
where
that's
is it,
it
from?
But no one knows.
Oh, really?
It's unknown.
Well, no one knows where it started?
No one knows where the little marbles, why that became a thing.
I don't know.
Obviously,
why.
There are now marble companies.
Yeah, yeah.
But no one knows why those little marbles exist. There's maybe some records of people playing it in caves.
caves, yeah.
Imagine, but surely that can't be the case, that that one game has been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
Well, everybody knows it as well. That's the weird thing with it, but no one knows where it come from.
I'm impressed no one's taking credit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Should we do it right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Should we copyright it?
Your great-great-grandfather
yeah.
invented marbles.
Do you reckon there's money in the trademark? I mean, I want to be a millionaire in New York City.
There you go.
Maybe that's how I do it.
Yeah.
I find this really surprising.
That no one knows where
yeah,
marbles
yeah, because,
come from.
Because everybody, like, everybody grows up with marbles, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? So I find it very, very interesting that nobody knows where it actually started.
But do they?
Yeah, I mean, I was always bought marbles, always, Christmas.
But did you ever play them, though?
Never, no, I just collected them.
That's what I mean, so you have them, but no one uses them. In the States, right, what's the thing that, like, kids do routinely? Like, maybe it's something they get bought for Christmas. It's like a standard, typical thing.
Nowadays? It would be,
oh, no, like when, you know, you were young or whatever.
Like socks.
Socks. What about games?
Game-wise, Monopoly is like very popular here.
Okay.
I guess like Jacks and Marbles was very popular in the 50s, but I don't think it's been. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a hot toy.
Do you know what? As well, I remember I used to get bought a chessboard pretty much every Christmas, and I'd be like, Nan bought me a chessboard, then my granddad bought me a chessboard, and I'm like, you're together as a couple. Surely you knew that Nan got me one last year. I don't need two chessboards. Then the auntie would get me a bunch of chessboards, didn't even really play chess.
I would say, okay, the standard by today when kids get bought something by their grandma is like the Madden, but the Madden from like 3 years ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You're getting the old version. You're getting Pokemon Silver.
Pokemon Silver, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what you're getting.
Screw the marbles, eh?
I want to know. And this is a podcast of intrigue, so I'm going to look it up. That's going to be my next big thing.
Great.
That and become a millionaire in New York. Connor, what's your next fact under the show?
So, Greenland, the country, heard of it?
Yep.
Greenland, the country, can't join FIFA because of bad weather conditions and grass cannot grow there. Therefore, FIFA are like, nope, you can't join us. Which does make sense, right? Because you need grass and you need good weather, obviously. But they can't grow grass. But surely there's fake grass. But Greenland, they're excused.
But it's FIFA, not like its own country, Greenland.
Well,
it's,
no, but, you know.
Like, I don't know what the word is, but it's Danish. It's from Denmark. It's Denmark own it.
Yeah, but surely there's other countries that are owned and people they're part of FIFA.
I don't know, man.
Well, Scotland. Scotland's its own country, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Well, it's part of the UK.
Well, yeah, exactly, but it's entered FIFA.
But is there enough people in Greenland to play soccer?
I would guess so. You just need 11. But, like, Can't you just play indoors? Is FIFA anti-indoor soccer?
Oh, it's a good point. Yeah, it's FIFA. I don't think it's really got the same feel to it. Has to be outside. Has to be on the grass.
Maybe that anti-Greenland.
The type of football I've played, you've got to be freezing cold. We're from the UK.
Oh, well, Greenland has had you covered there.
Has you covered, yeah. Can't grow grass, though. It's sad, that, isn't it?
How well traveled are you, Nathan?
I'm all right. I've been a couple places. I've been to London. I've been to Asia.
Great. Whereabouts in Asia?
I've been to Japan and China, Hong Kong, around those parts.
I say this because I really want to go to Greenland. Have you never been to Greenland?
No, never been.
I just want to go to one of these remote places where I don't think anyone else really is. And Greenland's huge.
Yeah, Greenland is big. There. Yeah, you wouldn't go there, though, for a bit of football, I tell you that.
No, it wouldn't be allowed.
No grass, no FIFA, nothing. Boring. Not into it.
No, you like a lot of ice. That's what I've been told.
Oh, yeah. Could transfer it. Could have their own version of football. On the ice? I don't know.
Tell us how we would play.
Well, I don't know. Ice hockey. Hockey on the ice. Different football game, on the ice. Does that work?
Well, I mean, isn't hockey just basically like football on ice? Somewhat, you're scoring a goal?
I think if somebody attacked me like they do in ice hockey when I was playing Sunday League, I would probably give up.
Oh,
okay. All right. I'm down with that. I'm looking around us as well. Trying to spot the millionaires.
Yeah.
Nathan, look, tell me who you think's a millionaire.
Well, there's something called loud luxury and then quiet luxury. So
what's that?
So a lot of like millionaires, billionaires, they wear what an average Joe would wear, but it's by Dior, you know? So they'll be wearing a t-shirt and just like a pair of like normal sneakers. Like, let's say the Steve Jobs aesthetic.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it'll look like they went to Target, but they're wearing like 10 grand worth of clothes.
I'm trying to scope out a few billionaires. Maybe we should have a little chat with them afterwards.
I think this guy with the ponytail.
I tell you why I can never be why I won't be a millionaire.
Why?
Because clothes don't fit me. Whereas when you're mega rich, clothes always fit you.
Mm.
It's like you become rich because the clothes fit you.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they were well-fitting clothes.
I would be, if I was a millionaire, billionaire, and I was walking through this park, everyone would know I am.
You'd be loud. You'd be loud.
I'd be loud as anything, yeah. I'd wear all of the stuff, the Gucci loafers, the coat. I might even wear a Gucci suit. You know the floral pin?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd wear that just for lunch. But I'd go to, like, the dollar a slice pizza place.
Oh.
Or Mackey's or Chick-fil-A.
That's a power move.
Yeah.
But wearing that.
But I'll just have $100,000 on me, yeah.
Then get it down you and then buy a new one.
No, well, yeah, do whatever, yeah. But everyone would know. And they'd be like, is that guy a billionaire? Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. you get like the dollar slice, you tip like a king.
Yeah, something like that. Or just let people know, you know, you'd be walking through your AirPods in and be like, I'm worth a billion. Fine. Everyone
just,
would
like,
have to know. Yeah, everyone would have to know.
I think I'd be quite a flamboyant millionaire as well.
You kind of dress like what a million billionaire could be. Because you throw
Columbia.
It together. Yeah, it's a little bit.
But none of it fits me.
You know?
Double
and,
Columbia.
And do millionaires have pigeon shit all over them?
No.
Only the lucky ones.
Is it a pigeon? Is it? Yeah.
Nathan, give us your next fact of the show, please.
All right. So I'm going to give you a YouTuber fact.
Oh, great.
Do you guys know of this dog that's barking over here? But beyond that, do you know the one video, the Charlie bit my finger?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Charlie!
Exactly.
Yeah.
It has amassed 6.4 million views on YouTube.
Right.
Guess how much money that one video has made in ad revenue.
6.4 million.
6.4 million views.
How much it's made where, sorry?
Just in ad revenue over these years.
Is it like none?
No, it is very much above none.
100 million?
It is very much under 100 million.
Okay, so we've maxed out.
Somewhere between none and 100.
Just for anyone listening right now as well, this gives you an understanding. If you want to start the YouTube game, this is where you're going to have to be at.
Exactly.
Okay, 10 mil.
10 million for 6 million views.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know the deal. I don't know what the difference is.
All right, I'll spill the beans.
Was it £1 for every 1,000 views? That was back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah. So for 6.4 million views in total ad revenue, it's made £1 million or $1.3 million.
Has Charlie got that money?
Well, the best bit about it was just a mum and dad that uploaded it.
Yeah.
Early days though, when it was a wild, wild space.
Here's the thing though, Nathan. Do you reckon they click that little button that monetizes it? You know, on YouTube, when you upload, you have to monetize the video. I guarantee you that Susan that filmed it on a bloody iPhone 3GS didn't do that.
Probably not right away, but after the first 100K views.
Yeah, bang.
Yeah, bang. So they probably missed out on a lot of it. And you also got to remember, YouTube takes half. So
yeah,
they're not getting that. They're getting 500K.
500K,
that.
We were discussed that being a YouTuber is your job.
Yes.
And my dad would still be very confused about that.
Yes.
What was the moment when, like, you realized that this could be your job?
Yeah,
you
good
were making
question.
Money to the level that you could actually do this.
I like that.
When I could afford rent. Like, the usual answer for most YouTubers is when you can quit your quote-unquote real job and afford rent.
Is there usually a set number of subscribers that realistically has to be? Or is it, like, at 80K, are you quitting?
No, it very much depends on your field. If you're, like, a makeup YouTuber, you could quit at 30K. If you're some type of, like, power tool YouTuber who can sell those power tools, you could quit at, like, 30K. For someone who's doing kind of, like, shorter form content, you're going to have to quit at 200, 300K because you're just not generating as much ad revenue. You can't sell as much.
What was you at when you
I was at
it in?
100K.
100K.
Generally, 100K on YouTube, you can consider it, but I'd... You know, from experience, I'd still live at home for a little bit, save up,
man.
What was the, do you remember like the video where it suddenly got big, where you suddenly thought, oh Christ, it's not just me in my bedroom making videos. Now this is it's a thing. Like people are into this and these are getting numbers.
Yeah. I got my start doing FIFA.
Okay.
So I just did a career mode where, and it's very cringe now to like look back on it, but I signed Messi for Manchester United and that blew up. And I was like, oh, this doesn't deserve, I'm not that talented. Like anybody could have done this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
The biggest lead.
Isn't that
but
the whole,
I did it.
Isn't that everything about the internet though? Anyone could have done this.
Yeah.
You know, anyone could have done any of this stuff and it somehow becomes a thing.
Yeah. And here you guys are.
I'm
dodging
here.
In a park.
I was going to say like birds are flying over me. So my eyes, sorry if I'm not looking at you because one eye's looking for millionaires, the other eye's looking for birds above me that want to threaten me with crap.
That's the thing about the city. Always got to keep your, you know, head on a swivel.
What a city. Right, let me give you my second fact, which is quite a... There's quite a lot to it, so bear with. There's a town in Alaska called Whittier where almost all of the town lives in one building. One big set of flats, really. One,
so it's a tiny, tiny place.
Called Begich Towers. I imagine that's not how you say it. Begich Towers Condominium. Whittier, people call it the town under one roof. There are, I think, about 300 people now in the town.
Wow.
Used to be there because it was... miners were there during the gold rush. Then it was occupied by the army were there. And then it was a big place for the Alaskan Railroad. But now, and so because of that, companies had to make them somewhere to live.
Yeah.
But now there's only about 300 people there, but they all live in one, pretty much one apartment block.
Is it expensive as anything?
I don't know. Not as expensive as New York, I would suggest.
So how many people in there?
About 300.
Wow.
Well, they say Alaska is like per capita the most least populated state in the United States.
The kind of most sparse place, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's not too much up there. So I'm guessing it's cold as where they're living.
I would think so.
Yeah, that needs to be well insulated.
Why are they living there now? Because, yeah, you know, there's not much railroad going on.
No, but I think maybe just people aren't...
Tradition?
Keen to leave, you know? It might be that easy. They're perfectly happy.
Do they have internet? Do they have high speed there?
I hope so. You get through a lot of Netflix.
One building, I think, yeah, you'd have to... strong signal.
Great if you've got the contract for that building. Yeah. Right?
Can you imagine being on Tinder?
Yeah. Up and down the up and down the elevator. What floor are you at tonight, Mick? Floor 4, mate. I was there last night. I'm floor 8 tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's easy.
Ah, I tell you what, that's how I could make a lot of money, is by being the internet provider for that building and just continually upping it.
I don't think there's gonna be much competition.
No, it's a good point. Guy's got a little pint. Guy's got a little beer. What a win. Can you do that over here? Can you just have a beer?
During the pandemic, what happened was they allowed open carry.
Oh, okay.
But now it's illegal. But much like, you know, honking horns, okay, if they want to, what I would do is, I wouldn't do it now because it's near the end of the month. And when it's near the end of the month, cops have to make a quota on how many tickets they give.
Ah.
Yeah, but you guys stay until the 1st. On the 1st, drink away.
Right.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Train Happy podcast with me, Tally Rye. This is the podcast that helps you have a feel-good relationship with fitness, food, and body image. Each week, we'll be digging into an intuitive and inclusive approach to our health and well-being as we're joined by leading experts, friends of mine, and you to hear more about the journey of letting go of diet culture and feeling good in the skin you're in. It's a podcast for everyone, no matter what body you're in. You can find us wherever you found this podcast. Just search Train Happy wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Connor, give us your second fact of the show. No, give us your third fact of the show. Is that right?
Wow. Okay, final fact of the show. Talking of the Tinder thing, researchers can predict a couple's longevity with high accuracy by analysing one partner's reactions to the other's excitement. So, for example, okay, if a wife admires a bird and a husband dismisses it, it's a strong sign they may divorce.
I mean, that
kind of makes sense.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
is that new?
Opposites attract.
Do they?
I don't know if they do.
But it worries me a little bit because I love my girlfriend very much. She gets excited about things and I'm like,
oh, it's bad time.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be together.
Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe I need to analyze.
Other things that you get excited about that she's dismissive about?
FIFA packs. Love that, and she does never understand. She's just questioning. Oh, but you spend actual pounds on this. I'm like, yeah.
But is that a girlfriend thing, or is that like? I think the only person who cares about FIFA packs is you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But like literally. Like unless you're on YouTube.
Yeah, no, you know, absolutely. I just love opening a FIFA pack, and she likes doing her now. But then again, it's what you're interested in. But we get excited about things when we're out, and sometimes I just don't really get it. She's a simple one. She likes very simple things.
I feel like you've had a one-person therapy session there.
Yeah, maybe I need to think
things
through.
You've probably gone down a rabbit hole.
But it's one thing that attracts me to her because she gets excited about things that are minimal.
Great.
Like a really nice like bit of lunch that's cheap. She's really happy with that.
Yeah, she appreciates the small things in life.
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you bring her down?
Well, no, I just sometimes don't understand the excitement level.
I don't think that it's news that... You know, a man who maybe isn't at rolls his eyebrows when his wife's excited by something maybe aren't the best, most.
Yeah,
compatible.
Yeah.
But you also know a lot of like long-standing couples and old married couples that they do that. They've stayed married, you know. So I don't know. It's just like, yeah, you're not excited about your partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you're not excited about the things they're excited. It's a big question. But I guess it makes sense. You're into the same things. You're gonna last, eh? You're going to last.
But do you try and share your interests? So do you try and bring your girlfriend Hayley into the FIFA game? Does she try and bring you into the nail game or into the small, cheap, unexciting matches?
No. I mean, she's had a little go on like Grand Theft Auto. Oh, and Fall Guys. Remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
She loved that.
Have you... You guys should play It Takes Two.
Right, okay.
Fantastic EA game. It's basically built for couples to play.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'd give that a go. Is there anything that you and your girlfriend actually do enjoy doing together?
Cooking.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good question, that. Can you imagine if I just went...
No.
No, not much, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Then it would all come crashing down.
Not much.
It Takes Two?
Yes, It Takes Two. It came out about 2 years ago. It's one of the few good EA games they've made in the past decade.
Oh, okay.
And yes, anytime you are fighting with your significant other, play It Takes Two. It'll bring you together.
Every time we have an argument, you'll hear the PS5 load up screen.
It Takes Two, baby.
Let's just be quiet and play it.
But then if she's really excited, you can't be excited. You have to roll your eyes.
Yeah, exactly that.
Oh, she's excited about this. Nathan, give us your last fact, mate.
All right, my final fact. I wanted to incorporate something about New York.
Please.
Ooh.
Something about your guys' country.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah. So, and just something about history.
Mm.
So, Osama bin Laden.
Oh, okay.
Reportedly, his favorite football team was Arsenal. So, if you're disappointed about Arsenal not winning the league this year, don't be.
But he's not alive anymore.
Yeah. But, you know, wherever he is, he's disappointed.
Let's just judge the whole football club based on that fact. I like it. Poor Arsenal.
You get one...
I've got a lot of...
terrorists like you, and suddenly everyone thinks you're a club.
A lot of my friends are Arsenal fans. I think if I brought this up as a reason to not like their club, they would really, really kick
enjoy
off.
It.
Well,
who do you support?
I'm a dirty, filthy Manchester United fan.
Oh, okay.
So I have nothing to, it's been dry for Man United for a while. My only kicks is just enjoying the tears of other clubs.
There must be some mass murderer that's some genocidal freak that supports Man United.
I hope so.
I'm a West Ham fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of murderers.
Yeah. Famously the Krays. Were they West Ham fans?
I don't know. The Kray twins?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a West Ham fact, but unfortunately.
What was it? The wish?
No. It was when Harry Redknapp was manager at West Ham on a preseason game. A fan from the stands was given a striker and very famously, he asked the fan to come onto the pitch. He gave him a kit, came on in the second half, scored a goal.
You literally can't be a football fan in the UK without having heard that story about 50,000 times, because Harry Redknapp always tells it. You must have heard.
I hadn't heard that.
What?
Harry Redknapp always tells that story.
I hadn't heard that fact. I'm the West Ham, mate.
So if you're in the States listening to this, I hope I've met you over this week, and I hope I managed to give you a badge. Harry Redknapp is a famous, geezer. He's a geezer, a London geezer who manages football teams. And he tells that story about the time that he brought on a complaining fan who scored a goal in a friendly all the time. Nice guy, though.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
I'm going to find a genocidal freak who's a Man United fan.
Yeah.
There has to be a couple.
No, there's got to be a few, isn't there, surely? There's got to be a few. Every club's got dodgy fans. You can find them in the local boozer.
Last fact of the show. This will blow your mind, Nathan.
Yes, I'm prepared.
A giraffe's neck has the same amount of bones in it as a human neck.
No.
Right. Yes.
This is like very long neck. Very long.
It's
bones.
Just a longer bone.
I imagine. Yeah. You've just been a bit blunt with that. I'm doing the magic. But yeah, it's a long bone.
I'm sorry, but that is a real cliffhanger to end on. I guess. Was waiting for a. It's just a longer bone. It's like me saying I've got the same amount of bones in my leg as somebody who's 8 foot.
No,
the longer bone.
No, because think about how much a giraffe can manipulate its neck. You know, giraffes fight by flinging their necks at each other,
and also check if they can have sexy time with their partners.
Oh,
they headbutt the bladder to see if they're ready.
So they're using their neck
a
lot.
It is true.
Yeah, they use their neck a lot, and they can do much more. They can manipulate it much better than I can manipulate my neck. So that's what baffles me about the fact that we have the equal amount of bones, even though that they're bigger, because they can do so much more with it.
I guess it makes sense if, like, we're all descended, if you believe in that.
Okay.
As a country, it's debatable.
Yeah.
If we're all descended from the same...
I don't know if we descended from giraffes. That would be cool, though.
No, but I mean, like, we split off.
Oh, right.
You know?
Okay.
The giraffe became the giraffe. We became the humans. But we were all, like, that little mouse at one point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it would kind of make sense that we'd... Would you evolve to have more bones? I guess we've evolved to have less bones, right? Like our tailbone.
I think we've evolved to have less bones, haven't we?
I don't know.
But more about how we use the bones.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? We use bones better now.
How do we do that?
Well, we move it maybe in ways where they didn't used to be able to do that.
I'm pretty sure we move it relatively the same.
Maybe I was trying to go down a path that doesn't make any sense, which is usually what I do on this fact podcast.
The giraffe's neck has the same amount of bones as a human neck. I have a laptop full of pigeon feces. It's been an absolute joy. Nathan, if someone has liked your game and thinks you're a great co-host, how can they find you? How can they look you up?
Go ahead, look me up. The Fat Asian on YouTube. Yeah, that's
it. The Fat Asian. What type of content can they expect?
Usually I'm just talking about sports, mostly about Premier League. World Cup was this past, Euros, just anything. And a little bit of NBA.
Great.
Great. Signing Messi for Man United.
Yep.
It's all go. We are on the hunt for our new co-host. Have we found them yet, Connor, do you think?
Unsure. Lots of pros, lots of cons. You know what Nathan brings? Vibes.
He brings vibes, and that's what we're after.
Yeah. And bird.
And bird. And
was that you?
Click, click.
Right. Make sure you get to baffledpod.com if you want to say hello. If you've got any facts, if you know a way so that I can cull pigeons in New York City, that would be very handy. And we will see you next week with a brand new podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee, start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.